بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, and peace and salutations be upon his beloved messenger Muhammad, the son of Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family, his companions, and everyone who follows him in goodness. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. I'd like to apologize for the late start. Encountered some technical challenges, but alhamdulillah, we are live now, and I thank you for your patience. Jazakumullahu khairan. My brothers and sisters, we find ourselves 1 week out of Ramadan, and this is when we get to judge how successful our Ramadan was, because Ramadan was a training ground. It was a time for us to train for 30 days, 29 days, and now we find ourselves in the actual test. So Ramadan was a training ground, a great opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, of course, gain deeds, to increase our taqwa, to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also it was giving us training for taqwa. It was giving us training for patience. It was giving us training for good behavior. So now is the time to put training into practice. So this month of Shawwal, this Islamic month, is actually a really critical month for us to examine ourselves and to see how successful our Ramadan actually was, if we see the impact of Ramadan in the month of Shawwal or not. So the question is, how well are we performing now? How are we maintaining our taqwa? Or are we burning up taqwa and the goodness of Ramadan more quickly than we should be? So the key, my brothers and sisters, is to maintain something good, from Ramadan, even if it's something small, because consistency is the key, right? As the Prophet ﷺ has told us, that the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are which ones? Adwamuha wa inqalla, right? That are consistent, even if they are small. So could be some extra prayers. It could be some recitation of Quran. It could be some adhkar, some form of dhikr, something that we keep going from the month of Ramadan, even if it's not at the same level as Ramadan, but we try to keep things going, inshallah. And of course, also try to avoid something that we were avoiding in Ramadan. So we don't want to go back to how we were before Ramadan. So let's try to find something, and it may not be possible 100%, but find something that we were avoiding in Ramadan, and inshallah, try to continue to avoid it outside of Ramadan as well, inshallah. Now, with regards, and one of those things actually that we could continue to do, something good, is fasting, because fasting is not something, is not an act of worship which is exclusive to the month of Ramadan. And it's fard, yes, in Ramadan, it's obligatory in Ramadan, but it is still valid and greatly encouraged outside of Ramadan as well. And especially when it comes to this month, the month of Shawwal, the month which follows the month of Ramadan, because Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that man sama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu, man sama Ramadan ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَهُ سِتَّ مِنْ شَوَّالِ كَانَ كَصْيَامِ الدَّهْرِ, that whoever fasts the month of Ramadan and then follows it with 6 days of fasting in the month of Shawwal, it will be as if they fasted for the entire year. Now you may ask how. So there's another narration. It's also been reported that fasting the month of Ramadan brings the reward of 10 like it. So if you fast for the month of Ramadan, then as if it's as if you have fasted for 10 months, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the deeds by at least 10 times. And then fasting for 6 days brings the rewards of 2 months. And that is the fasting of the whole year. Okay, so essentially, you know, for every 3 days, multiply 3 days of fasting multiplied by 10 times the reward. So that's like fasting 30 days. So essentially, Ramadan is like fasting for 10 months in terms of reward. And then, inshallah, the 6 days of Shawwal will be like another 2 months. And then that will complete the year. Now, another of the important benefits of fasting the 6 days of Shawwal is that it makes up for any shortfall in a person's obligatory Ramadan fast. And of course, for those who are able to fast, because, you know, no one is perfect. No one is free of shortcomings or sins that have a negative effect effect on our fasting. So therefore, you know, it is not only a source of gaining blessings and rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also a means for making up for deficiencies that may have occurred in our Ramadan obligatory fasting. So inshallah, if possible, let us try to take advantage of this recommendation. It's not a requirement, it's not obligatory, but it's something that has been recommended by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah, we should try our best to act upon it to the best of our ability. Even if you're not able to do all six, try to do as many as you can in the month of Shawwal, inshallah. Last weekend, mashallah, there were a number of families that took part, that first came up for the drive-in Eid gathering. Mashallah, the first time we've done something like this. And it was only possible, of course, because the provincial government had authorized just days before the religious gatherings of that nature with certain conditions, as you know. So alhamdulillah, we had approximately 200, actually more than 200 cars, over 800 people approximately, alhamdulillah. So jazakumullah khairan, thank you for everyone who joined us. And then afterwards, of course, we went out for the Caravan of Joy. Now the KMA Caravan of Joy is something that we've been doing for the last 4 years, alhamdulillah. Last four Eids, and the idea is that we share the joy of the Eid with our neighbors, and I like surprising people, so we actually try to surprise them. So the first year, you know, it was a Sunday, actually. Eid fell on a Sunday, so we went to local churches just in time for the Sunday service. It was a great, beautiful experience, alhamdulillah. We usually have a framed letter of appreciation and thanks, and that year actually was the year when we received a lot of support, mashallah, from a lot of the local churches with regards to the Quebec City shooting. So you know, we were it was a time when there was a lot of concern, a lot of fear, and our community received a lot of support from the local churches. So we reached out to the churches, you know, the year after. We went to first responders, surprised the good folks at the police stations and the fire stations, the paramedics. That was a lovely experience, alhamdulillah. Last year we were visiting city facilities, so thanking city staff at the recreation facilities, at the utilities, Hydro Ottawa, especially for their hard work during the tornadoes. And of course, we also went to the libraries as well to thank the librarians and the library staff. So this year we said, okay, we should continue this tradition. So alhamdulillah, this year we chose to visit long-term care homes. So there were three homes that we visited, and alhamdulillah, we have a good caravan, approximately 20 families or so that joined us. Of course, we were trying to maintain social distancing to the best of our abilities. Most people stayed in their cars. We had some very nice signs that said, "We are praying for you." And there were some kids who took turns holding those up, waving at residents and facilities, and also presenting a small gift, a small tray of baklava, and that signed and framed letter of appreciation and of concern. So this is a very important initiative. And subhanAllah, sadly, the hardest hit during this pandemic have been our elders and our seniors, especially in the long-term care facilities. And the situation was already very challenging, very bad in some of these facilities. And this pandemic just made it much worse, to the point that, you know, believe it or not, the Canadian military had to be called in to help out at some facilities in Ontario and Quebec. And just this week, the military released a scathing report about the mismanagement, you know, the abuse, the mistreatment that they then, the lack of resources, the lack of staff that they found in some of these facilities that they actually went into. And it's really, really heartbreaking. You know, and this is on top of the fact that the seniors, our elders who have been in such facilities have been isolated, unable to meet their loved ones, unable to go out in many instances. And sadly, many have actually passed away without being able to see their loved ones because of the pandemic. This is really heartbreaking because it sort of shows you what our society has become, focusing on people when they are useful in terms of, you know, buying things, in terms of offering support and helping others. But when they can no longer offer that, we find in many cases that they're sort of cast away and hidden, many cases mistreated as well. The reality though is that, you know, not everyone sends their elders to long-term care facilities because they don't care about them. But in fact, many families do send their elders because they care about them, and they're not able to, take care of the needs of their elders at home due to illnesses or lack of resources, perhaps the high level of need and care that they need. And they have no choice but to send them, their elders, to these long-term care facilities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of our seniors, our elders, We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them with good health and strength. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. In the beginning, you see, when we are born, we have an age of weakness, right? And that leads to learning and to growth. So when we are born weak. Through the years of learning and eating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us strength. God grants us strength, and we become the people that we are today. And when we have strength, we take advantage of that strength. We are capable of doing many things. But after some years, our age starts catching up, because not every person, no one actually is going to stay at their prime. And that is just the tradition, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed us, and indeed all of his creation, that, we get worn out over time. No one has been built or designed or given life to live forever. Only Allah is the one who lives forever. And other than that, everything has to come to an end, and everything follows the natural course that Allah has destined for it and has designed it with. So, and we see this with athletes, right? What, there may be an athlete who, was very good, MVP every single year. Someone that everyone knows, whether it's Michael Jordan or anyone else, Wayne Gretzky, any athlete that you can think of that has retired. And subhanAllah, in the beginning, when they're on their prime, they're going up and they're rising. But we find that there comes an age, there comes a time where they may still be very good, but they're not as good as they used to be, because the age starts catching up. And this is just something which is natural. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually describes this process in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min da'fin thumma ja'ala min ba'di da'fin quwwa thumma ja'ala min ba'di quwwatin da'fan wa shayba. Allah is he who created you in a state of weakness, then gave you strength after weakness, then after strength gave you weakness and gray hair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, wa minkum man yuraddu ila ardhil al-umr. That among you there is the one who is brought back to feeble old age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on and says, لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِن بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا, so that he knows nothing after having known. And this is the case, subhanAllah. There may be people who, mashallah, who contributed a lot, and they've worked really hard, and they were very intelligent, educated people who have, who really knew a lot of things and were really active. But subhanAllah, there may come a point where a person goes back to a state of really not knowing. And Allah describes that in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, the beginning of Surah Maryam, the chapter on Mary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Dhikru rahmati rabbika abdahu Zakariya. This is a narration of your Lord's mercy to his servant Zakariya. Idh nada rabbahu nida'an khafiyya, when he called his Lord in a low voice, and he said, Qala rabbi inni wahna al'azmu minni washta'ala ar-ra'su shayba. My Lord, I am in a state that bones in my body have turned feeble, and the head has flared up with flared up gray with old age. And he says, "Walam akum bidu'aika rabbi shaqiyya," and I have never remained, my Lord, unanswered in my prayers to you. So even in his prayers, he was describing his state. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us du'a, supplications, that is recommended that we recite in the morning and in the evening, twice daily. And within that dua, within that supplication, part of it is that Rabbi a'udhu bika min al-kasli wa su'il kibar, that my Lord, I take refuge in you from laziness and senility as well. So you see, when a child goes from weakness to strength, child doesn't know what strength is, because you haven't experienced it yet, right? And it's something that you're starting to experience, so it's all very new. And it's easy to adapt to new strengths, to new knowledge, and new abilities as they become available. And society, like I said, embraces youthfulness and energy and growth, because these are things which are attractive. Unfortunately, though, the reality is that society is not so kind when it's the other way around. As we gradually start losing our abilities, our strengths, things that a person was used to for many, many years, it's not easy. That's not an easy process. Eyesight, hearing, driving, sharpness, may not be the same as they used to be before. And society's norms, the ways of doing things, of communication, of interaction, values, all of those things are changing very, very quickly. And there's a challenge in adjusting and adapting and accepting that change. So this is something that most of us are either experiencing or are going to experience at some point in our lives. And sometimes, it can be scary to think about the future, but we must try our best and have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we try to live a healthy life, you know, have give a good upbringing to our children, have good relations with our relatives, you know, have a solid connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then leave it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it's not really in our control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, that whoever places their trust in Allah, he is enough for that person. Now, on paper, in theory, yes, we value our elders. So there's, you know, discounts for seniors on particular days in certain stores. You know, there's, of course, old age security benefits and, you know, and so on. And we claim respect for our elders. But what we need to do today, my brothers and sisters, is to reflect on our attitudes, our behavior when dealing with our elders and our seniors. That as a community, as individuals, as society, how do we see our elders and how do we deal with them? And practically, you know, the reality is really different. It's very different in society generally, but also within Muslim communities as well. So let us examine our attitudes that, you know, are we impatient? So if you are driving or you're walking and there's an elderly person in front of you who may be a bit slower, are you impatient with them? Do you get annoyed because of the conversations or the questions or the ways of doing things? Are we inconsiderate when it comes to opening doors or helping with groceries or, you know, or shoveling snow, offering assistance to those, especially who are our elders and our seniors? Are we critical of decisions, of their fears, of their lack of independence? Are we taking advantage of our seniors and our elders, having a business-like approach, you know, continuing to rely on them while we go out and enjoy our lives and earn a good living, you know, using them for cooking and or for money or for babysitting and so on and so forth? Is that really how we're treating our elders? Your parents may not say it, but maybe they don't want to babysit your children, but they don't want to say no to you, right? Maybe they're not able to help out as much as you think that they're still able to. So be considerate and think about these things, because this is not the Islamic way. You know, our elders may be facing realities which may be difficult to adjust to. You know, they have life experience, they've made significant contributions in many cases, and they need to be honored for that, and they need to be respected and shown respect and appreciation and consideration, not just with words on certain days, but through our actions. An old man came to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the people did not make a way for him. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa yu'aqqir kabirana," that he is not one of us who does not show mercy to our young ones and respect our elders. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also enjoins that وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and do good to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically points out, you know, old age. If any one of them or both of them reach old age, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, do not say to them, uff, meaning a word or expression of anger or contempt or annoyance, and do not scold them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, that do not scold them and address them with respectful words and submit yourself. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, submit yourself before them in humility, out of compassion, and make this dua, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, my Lord, be merciful to them as they have brought me up in my childhood. And this is specifically, actually there's two messages here. So one is the child's approach towards their elderly parents, but also the fact that parents are to be nurturing their children with mercy and kindness when they're young. And that is something that is to be returned as they grow older. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said that inna min ijlalillahi ikrama dhishaybatil muslim, that the part of glorifying Allah is to honor the gray-haired Muslim. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, ma akrama shabun shaykhan li sinnihi illa qayyadallahu lahu man yukrimuhu inda sinni, that if a young person honors an elderly person on account of their age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints someone to show reverence to them in their old age. So it is, you know, the way we treat others is how we will be treated as well when we are in a similar situation. So we as a community are very concerned about our seniors, and we realize that we need to do more for them, inshallah, once our place opens up. Then we do plan on starting programs and activities regularly, inshallah, for our elders. But we need to reflect, myself included, all of us, how can we improve and increase our care, concern, and compassion towards our elders, yeah, individually and collectively. You know, what type of attitudes do we have, and how can you share and show more care and concern regularly? How can we do better as a community? So please do send me your ideas and suggestions, inshallah, because I'll be very interested in hearing your feedback and your ideas so that we can do better, inshallah. And finally, this should serve as a reminder for each of us that whether we like it or not, as each day goes by, each of us is getting closer and closer to our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should prepare for that meeting so that we arrive in a good state when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy for us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our seniors and our elders. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them good health and well-being with Iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward them for all the good that they have done, forgive them for any mistakes or shortcomings. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please remove the pain, the hardships, and the pain and suffering that many are experiencing at the time, this time, especially in the long-term care facilities. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. At this point, I'm pleased to welcome joining us as Brother Mahmood Sheikh, President of the Kannada Muslim Association. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mahmood.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Imam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. So I just came online to thank every one of you and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this great month of Ramadan. And, you know, this month allowed us to do worship very intensely. It provided a unique, a very unique experience. And really, as a family, we came very much, very close, but we could not see each other. But within the family, we did a fantastic Ramadan, alhamdulillah. Also, I want to thank all the supporters, all the volunteers, and of course, Imam, for meeting all our fundraising goals and surpassing them. And this is, you know, we did not expect this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, provided this blessing to us to have a community which is so supportive and so encouraging. So as a volunteer working, I find this really encourages people, like, you know, many of our volunteers to say, continue to do the work all the time, inshallah. And, you know, I also like to thank Imam and the whole of the volunteer team for helping us organize this Eid celebration, drive-in Eid celebration, which turned out to be, you know, much better than what I thought and what I expected, and it seemed everyone liked it. And I really want to thank everyone who participated for their, you know, participating, following the rules, and doing what you need to do, and enjoying it at the same time. And really want to thank you, all the volunteers. In particular, I'd like to thank our counselor who is going to be joining us in a few minutes. To wish you Eid greetings, Jaina Suds, as well as Nokia Corporation. So when I sent a message to Jaina, she said, you know, let's see what I can do. And within an hour, we had a conversation going with Nokia, and Nokia responded within an hour as well. And Nokia, you know, the same day, everything was set, and it took hardly any time from the time of request to the time of acceptance of the parking lot. So alhamdulillah, so thank you for Jaina, thank you Nokia. I also wanted to mention about Caravan of Joy that Imam mentioned, that I know my family has been participating, that Imam started a few years ago. Is this Caravan of Joy, when we began, it seemed like, you know, something we do, okay, every year, but it, over the time, you know, I have come to realize the importance of this. We go and visit all the service providers, like churches and the communities. And, you know, it helps us break a lot of stereotypes about Muslims. It works as a very important dawah. It works as, it builds a relationship with other people. People get to know Islam and the generosity of Muslims, as well as we as people who participate in Caravan of Joy, we get to speak for ourselves rather than getting other people to speak for us through our action. So if you have other ideas, you know, we'll certainly look into that. And looks like Eid al-Adha is, we may have, you know, let's pray that by Eid al-Adha, a lot of these restrictions are removed or reduced, and we can have a better celebration. But as the time comes closer, we are looking for ideas from you. If you have ideas for Eid al-Adha as the time gets closer, please send an email, contact us. We'd certainly like to see how to make this our program better and improved. I also like to thank all our teachers in Hikmah School, Madina School, and TriStar Academy, who continue to do the work online, alhamdulillah, and with our construction workers at the project. About 70% of the project is now, the Musalla renovation is complete. We just ordered the doors early this week, so they should arrive in 2 weeks time. And once the doors are in, and before that, we'll do some painting. So inshallah, within a month, we hope that majority of the work will be done. Hopefully all of this will line up with opening of all of our masjids slowly and gradually. So inshallah, it looks like things are lining up quite well, and I'm very positive and hopeful that very soon we'll be able to use our facilities and continue to do our programs. So jazakallah khairan for all your support, and inshallah, have a good week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to invite Jenna to wish you Eid greetings. Jenna, are you here?
Yeah. I am, thank you. Apologies, technical difficulties. Yes. Thank you very much for having me here today and inviting me to share a few words. I hope that everyone had a very happy and blessed Eid. I know that celebrations this year certainly looked a little different than they have in the past. And I'm sure it was difficult not to be able to gather and celebrate as you normally would. And there's also additional demands, I know, during this time, especially for those who are doctors, nurses, frontline workers, celebrating this holy time, but also working to help our community as well. So a big thank you for this. I'm grateful personally for all of the support and your generosity in our community during Eid, but all year round. I know I've seen many of you coming together to help our community in so many ways. Most recently, of course, earlier this month, I saw your work with the Canada Food Cupboard, which I know is incredibly impactful and helps many throughout our community. I also wanted to thank you for continuing to respect the advice of our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Vera Etches and Ottawa Public Health. I know it's challenging, but I know as a community, as we keep to the plan and we work together, that we will get through this sooner than later. And lastly, as we've just heard as well, I'm thrilled to see the progress of the construction happening on the renovation of the mosque and excited for the future build. And I know many of you have been working very hard to make this dream a reality and have been very giving. So a big thank you. And thanks again for having me. An honor to join you today.
Thank you very much, Jenna. Thank you. Really appreciate you joining us today. And thank you for everything you do for the community in Canada, Canada North, Ward 4.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much. Okay, Shamas. So once again, special thanks to everyone who helped out. And as Brother Mahmoud mentioned, especially for Councillor Jenna Setz, Councillor of Canada North, and as well as Nokia for making that event possible, because otherwise it would have been a big challenge trying to figure out how to go about it. So alhamdulillah, that help was greatly appreciated. And we thank all of our volunteers for their tremendous efforts. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, let us make some dua. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. O Allah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, we ask you to shower your mercy and forgiveness upon all of those who have returned to you. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters who are ill. O Allah, please grant them relief. O Allah, please remove everything that is harmful from their bodies. O Allah, especially our brother Saud Alam, who is undergoing cancer treatment, and all of those brothers and sisters who are currently in hospital, currently undergoing treatment or challenges. O Allah, we ask you out of your mercy to please cure them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, our brother and sister locally who are suffering from long-term pain and injuries, O Allah, please remove all of their hardships, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, our brothers and sisters who are ill or at risk of becoming ill. O Allah, you are the protector. O Allah, you are the healer. O Allah, please grant them a speedy recovery. O Allah, please protect them from all types of illnesses and pain and suffering, Ya Allah, through your power, Ya Allah. Please remove their hardships, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, we are helpless in front of you. O Allah, we don't even know what is inside of our bodies. O Allah, you know best. O Allah, please purify us physically. O Allah, please purify us mentally. O Allah, please purify us spiritually. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, please protect all of us and all of our fellow human beings, especially the frontline workers, the health professionals, the health workers, the first responders, the store workers, the relief workers, anyone else, the transit workers, anyone else who is going out on the front lines to serve others, to try to do good. O Allah, please protect them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are in pain and grief and stress and anxiety. O Allah, please remove all of those hardships. O Allah, please remove all of their worries and replace them with peace and joy. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, please open the doors of halal sustenance for all of those who are in need, and especially those who are in debt. O Allah, many of our brothers and sisters in faith and humanity facing financial crises. O Allah, please protect them. O Allah, please grant them ease, Ya Rabbal Alameen. O Allah, please grant us all the good return to you during this life, at the end of this life, and on the Day of Judgment. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afata da'imata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير النجاح وخير العمل وخير الثواب وخير الحياة وخير الممات يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا. نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا، نبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها لنا عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية. اللهم أمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا واصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا وأحسن خواتمنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ويقينا صادقا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وأعيننا من الخيانة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النفاق وأهله. اللهم ارزقنا الإيمان الصادق والعمل الصالح. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، ونعوذ بك من ضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، واغرنا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين، خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم واصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان، خصوصا في بورما وفي فلسطين وفي الصين وفي كشمير وفي الهند وفي سريلانكا وفي سوريا وفي العراق وفي اليمن وفي الصومال وفي أفغانستان وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم. وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر. الله يعلم ما تصنعون. جزاكم الله خيرا, my brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to protect you all. Amin ya rabbal alameen. Please go ahead and offer your prayers. And inshallah, we will see you on Tuesday for Children's Circle at 7:30, inshallah. Registration is required and it can be found at kananmuslims.ca/live. Jazakum Allah khairah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.